Good evening, this is Patrick Donahue. On Bible Crossfire, on April 17th, 2016, we were discussing the fact that doctrine is important. That was the title for our lesson. And a listener called in to question the Bible truth that we have to be baptized to be saved. The Bible does teach a person must be baptized in water to be saved. To see that this is so, let's simply look at what the pertinent passages actually say. Let's start with Mark 16:16, which reads, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned." Now, this verse teaches baptism is necessary to salvation, just like the parallel sentence, "He that eateth and digesteth his food shall live," would teach that one must digest his food in order to live physically. The little word "and" shows it takes both believe and baptism to receive salvation from sin. Now, some say the second part of Mark 16:16 doesn't mention baptism, and therefore baptism must not be necessary. But there was no need to mention baptism in the second part of Mark 16:16. If a person doesn't believe, he's not qualified to be baptized anyway. Next, let's move on to John chapter 3, verse 5. John 3:5 says, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." So water baptism is the only thing of spiritual significance in the New Testament that involves water. Romans 6, verses 4 and 6 shows we begin our walk in newness of life and our old man is crucified, and these are phrases that are analogous to the new birth, at the point of our baptism in water. So John 3:5 must be talking about water baptism, and therefore teaches that unless one is baptized in water, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. How about Acts 2:38? Here's how that verse reads. "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." So both the remission of sins and the gift of the Holy Ghost are conditioned upon repentance and baptism. Now, the primary meaning of the Greek word translated "for" in this verse, which is "ace," is "into." If you were to take a quick glance at a Greek concordance, you would see that this word is translated the vast majority of time into words such as "into," "unto," and "to," indicating direction towards something. So this passage teaches that baptism is in the direction toward the remission of or forgiveness of sins. That then proves baptism is necessary to the forgiveness of one's sins. Acts 22:16 reads, "Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." So Acts 22:16 shows the washing away of sins is dependent upon baptism. Another thing it shows is that Paul's sins were not forgiven at the point of his initial faith on the road to Damascus, as recorded in Acts 9:5-6, but instead they were forgiven at the time of his baptism. Salvation by faith only is therefore disproven. 1 Peter 3:21 reads, "The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ." This verse argues that the physical salvation of 8 souls by water prefigures our spiritual salvation by water baptism. It does not teach baptism is the earning basis for our salvation. The death of Christ is that basis. But it does teach our salvation is conditioned upon baptism. The verse plainly says, "Baptism doth also now save us." Why? What do we have to gain by arguing against it? So, we understand that Jesus died for all, but not all are going to be saved. Most recognize those that are going to be saved are those that qualify themselves by meeting the conditions of salvation laid down by Christ. We have just proven submitting to water baptism is one of those essential conditions to be met, just like faith and repentance are.